Here we go. Today is a special day, Alex. Do you know what day it is?
No. Monday?
Correct. It is a Monday, but it's also National Radio Day.
I thought that was yesterday.
You thought wrong. No, it's actually today. According to a new survey, 2 out of 3 people listen to the radio every day. Hey, thank you for doing that. 71% of people listen to the radio in their car, 56% of women, and 35% of men sing along to the radio. Wow. Did you know that? I didn't know that. No, shout out to you, though, really. If you do listen to the show, we appreciate it. Maybe tell your friends. And, of course, if you missed the show, you can always check out our podcast, RadioNowIndy.com. A longtime Colts play-by-play man, Bob Lamy, has retired after 32 years with the team. Tonight, the Colts kick off the preseason, by the way. They're playing at home versus the Baltimore Ravens. So that game's at 8 o'clock, and I believe it's on ESPN tonight. If you're not going to the game, you might be able to watch it there. Couple of stories which make me not ever want to go into the ocean. How about this? A British woman was pulled from the Adriatic Sea 10 hours after falling from a cruise ship. This isn't an old story. Remember I talked about this a month or two ago about somebody falling off?
I think so, yeah.
Another person fell off a cruise ship and was in the ocean or the sea for 10 hours. She says she survived the ordeal by singing and her yoga fitness. The woman named Kay fell from the 7th deck.
Okay. Oh, my word.
I assume a deck's 10 feet? Can we be safe and say it's like 10, you know, like 70 feet?
Yeah.
Something like that. And yeah, she fell from there 60 miles off the Croatian coast as it headed towards Venice on Saturday.
Wow.
Here's her actually talking about what happened.
I fell off the back of the Norwegian Star. Okay. And I was in the water for 10 hours.
Okay.
So these wonderful guys rescued me.
Your name is?
Kay. I am very lucky to be alive.
Kay from?
From England.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 46. And I was sitting at the back of the deck.
Okay,
it was bad.
And I think some wine or alcohol might have been involved there. You know, it wasn't like a suicide
attempt. I can't believe
she
didn't get eaten by a shark.
Well, I mean, well, think about it, though. What are the odds a shark's going to be in that exact location, how big the sea is?
I guess that's a good point.
But thank God she's alive. But wait, there's more. A husband and a wife were sailing in Rhode Island on Friday when she fell off the boat. All right, guys, we got to quit trying to murder our wives by pushing them off a boat. I can tell
Come
what's
on.
Happening here.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, Alex. He didn't even notice that she fell off. She swam to an island, but the Coast Guard didn't head out to rescue her until several hours later when her husband's like, wait a minute, my wife's missing.
Oh, my gosh.
You know he's in the doghouse, right?
Yeah.
She wound up with mild hypothermia, but other than that, should make a full recovery.
Wow, they are lucky.
No, it's just insane. Al Sharpton, he screwed up terribly. He was talking about Aretha Franklin, and he was on MSNBC's Politics Nation, and he hosts that, and he called on President Trump to be respectful in his comments towards women, but inadvertently misquoted Aretha Franklin. So here's what happened. I just feel so bad. It's like, dude.
You know what they say about payback? It's a real... Well, I'm sure you know the word I'm thinking of. So in the words of my late friend Aretha Franklin, show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Okay. Yeah.
Excuse me? Hold on. I want to hear
Who
that again.
Who in the world? Like, banana Hold and on. Respect are the two words no one should misspell because of these songs.
I might have heard them wrong. Hold on.
Show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
No, he said I.
Okay.
What you
Yeah. Kind of awkward right there.
That is so awkward.
That's something I would do. Thank God nobody expects us to actually be intelligent and to know what we're saying here on the show.
So dumb.
R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
No.
Put some respect on my name.
Some respect.
All right. Do you ever play Cards Against Humanity?
Yeah, I own it.
Okay, this is cool news. You might want to actually try to apply for this job. Make some decent cash. Cards Against Humanity is hiring. The job pays $40 an hour, and you'll be able to work remotely from home. So do the show.
Okay.
Go home and make the cards. They want you to send in your best 15 white cards.
Oh, my gosh. I am designed for this job.
That's what I'm saying.
And I'm so good at this.
And 5 best black cards. You got until August 31st, so you got about 11 more days to go. They say people from historically marginalized communities are encouraged to apply, too, particularly people of color, immigrants, and members of the LGBTQ community.
Well, now I'm out.
No, No, well, they're encouraging that. Doesn't mean they won't take some little white girl either. She said, they say, see the cards. You can actually see the cards that get you into job listing. I posted up on the Need to Know News blog at RadioNowIndy.com. We talked about some tomb goo. Remember that that our esophagus or whatever that guy was?
Oh, mummy juice.
Yeah, the mummy juice. Well, archaeologists just found some cheese. It's about 3,200 years old in an Egyptian tomb.
All right. You know what?
And
Egyptians.
People want it.
And I'm calling out my boyfriend. Oh. What the heck is going on?
Wait a minute. He's gone right now. Where is he?
He's in Europe.
Does he like cheese?
He does.
I think he's lying to you. He's trying to do a little cheese tour.
Well, when the article first came out talking about how they want to drink the dead corpse sludge from the mummy tombs, I sent it to his mom. I said, hey, please don't make me this to drink if I come over. She thought that was funny.
Well, that's what we do with grandma and grandpa.
Right.
We keep them around.
She was like, shake my head.
There's no petition to eat it yet, but there are a lot of people on social media saying, man, I want to taste it. Well, here's the thing. It's a bad idea. That cheese is actually contaminated with bacteria.
You think?
That they say would definitely kill you.
Okay. Yeah, how about
YOLO.
We just make a rule? We just make a golden rule. We're not going to eat anything from anyone's grave. How about that?
You don't want no gram juice?
No mummy juice and no mummy cheese and nothing else.
And to go with your mummy cheese, let me give you one more story for Need to Know News. There's a restaurant in Mexico City that they just got busted for serving tacos.
Why?
It was made with tarantula meat.
All right, goodbye.
But
I'm done.
But it was a special tarantula.
I don't want to hear about it.
Hold on. You haven't heard the name of the tarantula. It's the Mexican red rump tarantula.
Stop. I don't.
You got a
I
big,
can't.
Fine red rump. Won't you back that thing up?
Did they not tell people what they were actually serving them?
I don't know. I think some people wanted it. It's actually a protected species.
The Mexican throw up.
The authorities in Mexico busted the restaurant for selling it a tarantula last week after they posted a video online of the chef using a homemade blowtorch to blacken one of the spiders.
Shut it down. Shut it down.
You got a real fine red rump. Won't you back the thing up?
Shut it down.
Tarantula, won't you back that thing up?
No.
All right, you can see all this and more online, RadioNowIndy.com. That is Joe's Need to Know News.